Blog Talk Radio.
Do you think they're really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they're ready for you now? Do you think they're really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they're ready for you now? Thinking, Chris, shrinking. Nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like those Sheikins and do albums in a weekend. I'm hip hop speaking, never the weakling. I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all speaking? Them lies and them liars, I still make flyers. I still ride bands and say MC for hire. I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face. Then you got them rappers with that cold broke face. They torn around the world, then they going no place. My KRS One moves at his own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop frying.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking me, I say impeccable. Running circles around these intellectuals. What a spectacle. They get mad when I say I and God are identical. You better get on your knees and praise them. These conspiracy theory rappers, I'll blaze them too. Ooh. Deja vu, you seen this all before me, slaying your crew. I'm known by all the kids. I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did. People don't stop calling Chris for gigs. Cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid. Me getting booed? Shit. I can't even count all the dough this month I did. From coast to coast, we roasting toast. I'm hot, me and the ice can't get close.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? That there'll be many of you now. Do you really think they're ready for you now? Do you think they're really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they're ready for you now? Revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame. But the airwaves is a shame. And the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we are insane. Like we are to blame for society's pain. Like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame, but we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now?
Turn my headphones up louder.
LOLOLOL, white America, assassinate my character. Money matrimony, yeah, they tryna break the marriage up. Who gon' act phony, or who gon' try to embarrass ya? I'ma need a day off, I think I called Ferris up.
Bueller had a Mueller, but I switched it for a Miele, cause I'm richer. And prior to this shit, was moving freebase.
Had a conference with the DJ,
yeah.
Puerto Rico 3 days.
Polly with the PDs, now they got that shit on replay.
Sorry, I'm in pajamas, but I just get off the PJ. And last party we had, they shut down Privé.
Ain't that where the heat play?
Yeah.
Nigga take ballers these days.
Yeah. Ain't that like LeBron James?
Ain't that just like D-Wade? Wait.
What you need? What you need? I got what you need. What you need?
Yeah.
What you need? What you need? I got what you need.
Yeah.
What's up, motherfucker, where my money at? You gon' make me come down to your house, where your mommy at? Mommy rap the kids, have them crying for they mommy back. Tell me that your daddy is, tell them I just want my rack.
Racks on racks on rags,
rack.
Maybachs on backs on backs on backs on backs.
Who in that?
Oh shit, it's just blacks on blacks on blacks, 100 stacks.
How you get it?
Nigga laying raps on tracks.
I wish I could give you this feeling. I'm planking on a million. I'm riding through your hood. You can bank, I ain't got no ceiling.
Made a left on Ocean Ave.
Right.
We in Bed-Stuy.
Made a right on 79th. I'm coming down South Shore Drive.
Our main shot town.
Brooklyn to our top.
And Deathly's in the house. We are definitely on Blog Talk Radio. This is Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio Network. Down 3-1. Can Oklahoma City do it? Can they come back? Be the first team in history to ever win 4 in a row? Tune in Thursday to find out. But nah, I don't think so. That's right. Your boy told you 5 games. Why 5 games? Because Wade didn't want to be denied. Dwayne Wade said, I brought this team here together. My man LeBron taking all this flack. We refuse to be denied. My man Bosh cried on TV. Everybody laughing at the tears of a clown. Everybody's joking on CB. CB's coming through. So it ain't the big three. It's the big four. It was funny how LeBron only took 2 shots in the fourth quarter. Dwayne Wade, 8-for-19. LeBron James, 10-for-20. Between the both of them, they only made 18 buckets. But yet the score was 100-90-something. 105-90-something. 98. That means they only scored 50. Then everybody else came in and contributed the rest. Team ball. I felt bad for my man Westbrook, though. I feel this pop in the stands. I'm that type of dad. I'm telling you, I'm going to be in the hood, in the thick of things, screaming, go ahead, son. But just like his mama sitting there, stomach all in knots, oh, my God, my son dribbled the ball off his foot. Oh, he lost it in the turnover. Oh, he missed that three. Oh, oh. Then his greatest game go for naught. You know, for naught. But, hey. That's the way it is. You know, that's the way it is. You can't trip on how stuff go because that's the way the ball bounced. But I told everybody that it's going to be in 5. So it is what it is. So let's go on there and play some black music during Black Music Month. And then we're going to play our top 10. And then we're going to kick it in with today's topic, which is, I'm going to try to have a 3-part series of this, but is Obama above black criticism? I want to see what my people have to say about that. But let me get some Donna Summer.
We'll be right back.
Everybody, top 10 time. It's the last five top 10. Don't forget to get your votes in. As a matter of fact, we're going to need y'all help to help us out to solve. We got a tie at number 2 and 3. And we got 3 songs that tie for number 10. This is one of them, Tommy James Issues. There's going to be a poll on our Facebook page. We want to take a survey that way for the first time to see what the people think about. But Starksville, Mississippi. Underground Railroad, Tommy James Issues.
Got them throwing up. Say you and your man in the fallout. United in the relationship is not official. What? But that's not my issue.
You say you can't go out cause you ain't got a bitch. Well, I'll buy you something that's not an issue. You say your baby daddy is a madman with a pistol. Ha ha, ha ha, that's not an issue. You say when you go out that them haters try to get you. But I'll be a bodyguard, that's not an issue. If you ain't got no bread, you can still bring your friends to. I'll bump to all of y'all, that's not an issue.
Facts on deck. Gon' call your friends too. Yeah. We gon' do it big. Yeah. Everything on me, don't worry about your man. Cause I got that thing on me. Bottles of rosé, shots of the Jose. Grey Goose and Perp. Goddamn, we feeling lovely. Yeah. She say she got no money, nothing to worry, but shit, it's okay. That boy got cake, so we gon' party like it's your birthday. Yeah. Your heels match your bag. Man. So fuck what a hoe say. Shorty just mad, hating, wanna be in your place. Yeah. 100 to the DJ, just to recognize us. Here's 1,000 off and one to throw and stun up on them haters.
You say you can't go out cause you ain't got a bitch to. Well, I'll buy you something that's not an issue. You say your baby daddy is a madman with a pistol. Ha ha, ha ha, that's not an issue. You say when you go out that them haters try to get you. But I'll be a bodyguard, that's not an issue. If you ain't got no bread, you can still bring your friends to. I'll bump for all of y'all, that's not an issue.
I could be your love. we gon' take you back in the timeline. Number one hit, Brill. Cool. Check it out. Goes like this.
Wow.
Come on.
I remember way back in 96 when Harv decided to sit me down upon that bench. He told me I could have anything I wanted to get, and I could fuck the game up depending how I put it in. Just stay on your pen, never chase a chick, and always stay focused or hustle out the trench. And if you do a little sin, say a prayer for repent, cause that's how it is when you're growing up in Quip. I'm from the place with the $7 haircut, fresh fit, put together dope when it's paired up. The place where little niggas really ain't scared much, probably on the block right now with a prepared Dutch. But they mind right for the double up, they keep that nine tucked tight cause they don't muscle up. But when they see Braille, they yell, what the fuck is up? And I'm coolin' it, then you can catch me
coolin' with my head in the sky. Now looking at a watch, you can tell us by the time. I'm coolin', cause you can't
Now a little older, baby mama drama, and they say she trippin' cause Braille with a different girl. But you know what's funny? That girl was Kelly Bundy, and I'm Dwayne Wayne from a different world. I thought she loved me, but it got ugly. I moved on, but she turned to be the same girl. 5 years later, chillin' at the crib, now 4 kids coolin' with my only girl. I know it gets rocky like Colorado, but if you make it through that storm, homie, I bravo. We out here, ka-ching that, I live by those models. Probably in the VIP with a bunch of models, rosé bottles, nah, I did that. I'm trying to find a way to put my city on the map. Sold out shows where they yell Braille Mac, cause I get down like that.
Coolin' with my head in the sky, now looking at a watch, you can tell us about the time.
Next year they say the world ends, so now they got the whole world in a whirlwind. But I'm prepared, never scared with my girlfriend. All black, militant, sipping Pearl Gin. On my grown man, savvy like Errol Flynn. So when I walk by, all you hear is narrow wind. They say that boy Cole still in his black teeth with diamond cuts in his mold. Outcast in my tape deck, half a stick cause I ain't even take it to the face yet. I light it up and glide in my space jet. I'm so winning, it's like I'm in a lace plant. I'm worth millions, damn, that's a great check. What a mind to protect it like great sex. I got this game in the glove like Apex. I drop now and I ain't even got it to you yet.
Coolin' with my head in the sky, now looking at a watch, you can tell us about the time.
You don't know. Dana. Yo, check it. Yeah. No matter if you're ridiculous, we're not gonna be ridiculous. The father of the blessing in abundance in store for us. You're taking it serious and live your life so dangerous. No, this is just you don't know him of a purpose. Great is your love, that is coming from above. More than kisses and hugs, it is all about the blood. No jealousy, no rush, no pushing, no show. Stand firm, be strong, one of my friend of mine.
We all look for miracles each and every day. A quick fix that will temporarily carry us away. Each of us has questions about the road that we should take. Cause we know there's a consequence for the choices that we make.
So hold on,
you've got to
hold on,
be strong,
be strong.
Seek the kingdom of God and make him take care of the rest. No, nobody can curse. Who's to find the Father bless me? Know you're waiting long time, but you ain't got minutes. You know what they expecting. The Father love the Father, take the Father blessing. You're done doing no disrespecting. You're the authority, you should not be threatening. Yeah, that's
you.
You
know
I am a sinner. I'm battling with my flesh and that one we know as the tempter. I am not a quitter, but sometimes I do wrong. And when I do wrong, it's hard for me to move on without feeling guilt, without feeling shame. I can't point the finger, I am the one to blame. I can't really explain, all I can say is I did it. But I'm before you now with the heart. With me in love, cause at that moment, God, I just got weak. So I'm making a petition to please have mercy on me. I made a choice and I know it was wrong. You about to save me, but I'm saying, hold on. And have mercy on me. Cause at that moment, God, I just got
weak. So I'm making a petition to please. Ebony. Here you go, you live. Hey. How you doing?
All right. We just played your song.
Oh, I love it. I love every week seeing my name on the most requested list for Jimmy Lee's Underground Show, the hottest show in Chicago. It is the hottest show in Chicago. Congratulations.
Well, I appreciate that. Right now, we playing our number 6 song, Have Mercy on Me, by Sons of Down, Sons of Thunder. But Emmy's telling me you got a performance coming up this weekend. Tell our listeners about that. Maybe our Chicagoland area can participate in it.
Absolutely. I'm really excited to be participating in 2012 Gospel Fest, and we're going to be kicking it off at Millennium Park tomorrow with a Crowns presentation, but I am performing Friday at the Cultural Center, 77 East Randolph at 1 p.m., and yes, we're going to be stomping that devil down. I have a really great show. I have a great testimony that I'll be so enthusiastic to share with you if you come out and come out and check out the show. So to all the Jimmy Lee listeners, come on out on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Cultural Center, and we're going to have a funky good time.
All right, hold on. Abby said give it address one more time so I don't think it's our center, Dana.
Say what?
Abby said give the address to the Cultural Center one more time so they won't think it's the Harold Washington Cultural Center.
Okay. All right, I just want to clarify because I know my beloved Tillman family is so closely associated with a cultural center, but this time it's at the Chicago Cultural Center, which is at 77 East Randolph, the Chicago Cultural Center, not the Harold Washington Cultural Center, but it's on the corner of Michigan and Randolph, and we'll be there at 1 o'clock on Friday. Yep.
Yeah, you need to go in and send us the gospel slide. or any other cut. So next time, instead of playing you over our number five cut, which number six cut with Sons of Thunder, have mercy
absolutely
on me. Play you the Devil Down cut next time we have you on. And,
love it. And let's make that very soon, Jimmy Lee. Very soon. Sooner than later.
Yeah, sooner than later. Sooner than later. Again, that's jimmyleesunderground@gmail.com. We send all your music and tracks and stuff like that. We can always upload them, and we can make sure we have that on our New Music Thursday. For all those artists that are looking forward to hearing their stuff on Thursday, don't forget to send that music in tonight. And we're going to try to increase our our days to probably Saturday and Sundays to get more of your music played, because we got so much music now that you are overloading our inbox now. So we're just going to dump
hallelujah,
it all.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We got to jump it all. We don't think we're not giving nobody no love. And I know we got a lot of music that want to make it to our top 10. It's just going through all the music. So we're going to get a chance to play all the music so everybody can vote on that. And so you also can make our top 10, like Miss Danny Devine from WGCI, Radio Personality here, and from the next possible superstars. Anything else I'm missing out on? And
yes,
your movie. Now, everything, the movie, and the movie is?
The movie is what movie?
The video is
All I Ever Need Is You. You can go to YouTube and put Dana Devine Hero in, All I Ever Need Is You in, or I'm Ready. Any of those titles in my video should pop up, this Dana Devine video. And once you play one, you know the other ones kind of just show up on the side of the screen. But, yeah, I'm really excited. I have produced 3 new videos, and they are hot, sizzling hot. I had my first screening at the Ice Theater on 87th Street 2 days ago, and it just looks so incredible on the big screen watching the videos play. So I'm excited.
That is
so
hot. What you need to do is also upload those videos on our Facebook page so our listeners can also see you live and direct, or maybe Ebony can do that or what have you, as long as we get our listeners put a face to that beautiful voice that they keep calling in and requesting in, because, you know, it gives our top 10 a little soft match. You and the group out of Detroit kind of give us a different flavor, which we do appreciate, and it's nice to see that people do appreciate what you call the praise hip-hop or rhythm and praise or whatever you tie it
to. R&P, yes, baby, yes. R&P,
no good at that. And it's good that they are listening up, because you have been going up. You know, you might make it. I want to see you make our top 5, because you came up from 10, 9, 8, now you're at the 7. You know, and
right,
so
I love it. Wait till the new spot comes out.
Tomorrow. We can
see
what happens.
All right, well, listen. I love you guys.
Not a problem. So don't forget, everybody, tune in tomorrow for our new top 10 list as we go on to our old top 10. Thank you, Dana. Make sure you go see Dana at the Cultural Center tomorrow. What time are you going to be performing, Dana?
That's Friday at 1 p.m. at the Cultural Center, 77 East Randolph. And I love you guys.
All right, Abby, right now, uploading the video as we speak now. All right,
oh,
Dana, thanks.
Great. She's so efficient. You got such a great team over there, Jimmy.
All right, I appreciate all that.
Right.
All right.
See you later. Thank you for the love. Bye-bye.
Not a problem. All right, let's go to commercial. Abby, you want to say something now offline?
All right,
there you go. Okay, hello.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our home ownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as $20 a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world.
Give me the underground radio. Opti. I'm 10 issues. Sugar Mama. Coolin'. 7, You Don't Know. Number 6, Sons of Thunder, Have Mercy on Me. And number 5, Ox Chevy, Dirty Blessing. Fire in Your Eyes.
I am in her eyes. All I wanna do is make love to you. Much longer, I can't wait to get it on. Eye to eye contact, girl, the feeling's way too strong. No disrespect, but after sex, baby girl, I am gone. Okay, since we are alone, in the bedroom of my home, a little Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay, hey, let's get it on. We are both grown, so there's no need to be playing. This is just a mutual agreement, I'm not trying to be your man, and I'm not trying to take your hand. This is just a one night stand, I understand you are a fan. You about to start a fire in my pants. Girl, you know what you were doing, seduce me while you dance. This night is almost over, this will be my last chance. Last chance.
Slowly I caress up with my eyes.
I'm in the street trying to move a bird, but I see you watching me, you like a G, exciting me, yep. Physically inviting me, and I can shoot my rifle straight, tell me how you like it, babe, and I can make your night today, put you on a flight today, and we can fuck the night away, living our life, okay, so you can be my wife today, playing with yourself on that Skype, make me want the cake, ay, eat the cake, anime, I beat it till the feeling gone, fuck you to my music, so that's twice I didn't kill the song, and the way that thing's snatching you done killed them thongs, and the numbers that I'm betting I done killed the cone, ay.
Slowly I caress up with my eyes, and I can't wait to put my hands on you, you. Okay. Fire in her eyes. All I wanna do is make love to you.
Everybody wants it, 50 minutes of fame, but nobody wants to take life's lessons in vain. When all we really want to do is just to question our pain, or deal yourself with stimulus that's caressing our brain.
For the
Philly's Underground Radio Network, 347-883-9825. We having a hard time seeing who's going to be number two or number three on our list. We had a neck and neck tie. It can either go either way. That or Chi-Town, South Side versus West Side. South Side, Papa Chow Paul, West Side, see you or her. Ain't no hardcore cutthroat battle. I see their fans and people been sending a whole lot of numbers and, I mean, a lot of emails in and requests in. We neck and neck, and it's Wednesday. We like to put our list together by the end of our show. We're going to let the people decide. Oh, it's going to close tomorrow about 6:30. All right, everybody. Top 10, you got Issues, Tommy James, and Sugar Mama, Jay Sean. You got 8, Coolin, Braille, 7, You Don't Know, Danny Devine, 6, Under, Have Mercy, 5, Fire and Ice, Chevy, 4, 15 Minutes of Fame, you listen right now, Jay Sean. Number 3 is My Man. Here's my man, Theo Huff, everybody.
Big crush on you, yeah. A really big crush.
Oh.
Every time you catch me, I'm always on something new. I figure big is the best way, so that's just how I do. I does my thing.
Fresh and major, razor sharp, my grind, raise up my hustle on elevator.
I does my thing.
Fresh and major, razor sharp, my grind, raise up my hustle on elevator.
To the penthouse, to the roof, I'm the truth, go to war, no truce. I put that on my future coupe.
Woo!
No fuse, when I shock them, they blue. Lost the power they knew, I gained it all time too. I'm a prophet and profit, you know I'm all about it. I've been hearing they talks, I still got them, they in my garbage. We replace weak with strong, what you been working out? Play the 10 instead of that bull, they best to work around us. I must crush the boss in my circumference. You could fool me once, but I've been fooled now, it's done, over with. Now I'm off to the beat on my soldier shit. Hustle till it becomes impossible to fall my grip, and I just keep hustling. To the farthest thing from struggling, entry level to running it. Like civilian to government, always on new things. I got a new boo thing, new moves made. Gotta keep it fresh, cause it's a new game. Every time you catch me, I'm always on something new. I figure big is the best way, so that's just how I do. I does my thing.
Fresh and major, razor sharp, my grind, raise up my hustle on elevator.
I does my thing.
Fresh and major, razor sharp, my grind, raise up my hustle on elevator.
Let me step my hustle way up, something like a D-Rose layup. R.A. on the CD, only way that you could play us. Otherwise, just pay us, so we at your head like makeup. They sleeping on your boy, I think it's about that time to wake up, player. I'm headed up, my flow is the elevator. We blowing up, each line is like a detonator. Heavy on the hit, surrounded by featherweight. I'm the nigga eating, I never been a waiter. Man, I'm so impatient, I'ma make it happen now. Quick combo to the game, bruise him up like Pacquiao. She got a dunk with no hop, so I let her back me down. And gave her back shots all day, you happy now? Can you hear it back in the mix? And it's if he only make moves. This is for my squad, up in the fit me. With all that ignorance, you can miss me. We step our hustle up over here, clearly, cause it's like every time you catch me, I'm always on something new. I figure big is the best way, so that's just how I do. I does my thing.
Fresh and major, razor sharp, my grind, raise up my hustle on elevator.
I does my thing.
Fresh and major, razor sharp, my grind, raise up my hustle on elevator.
Yeah. Fall, winter, spring, summer. When the seasons turn, hope to see a million earn. Making the time frame suggest to me. I'm the topic that's trending, style is transcendent. If you looking for me, catch me on the come up. Out here hustling for a deal, never catch me in a slumber. What you hear is hunger, beyond chasing numbers. I can't live life dead, taking nothing from it.
I was home, even before I was home. He's turning over my name, it's just a temporary loan.
Let them get their money out me, then I get it back. Utilize the system just to get my name across the map. I ain't ballin', too busy investing. Branding my name like folding, I refuse to be rejected.
Why?
Acquired a hustle and then perfected it. Been my soul, now the whole world is respecting it.
Every time you catch me, I'm always on something new. I figure big is the best way, so that's just how I do. I does my thing.
Fresh and major, razor sharp, my grind, raise up my hustle on elevator.
I does my thing.
Fresh and major, razor sharp, my grind, raise up my hustle on elevator.
Every time you catch me, I'm always on something new. I figure big is the best way, so that's just how I do. I does my thing.
Fresh and major, razor sharp, my grind, raise up my hustle on elevator.
I does my thing.
Fresh and major, razor sharp, my grind, raise up my hustle on elevator.
Bruh. A little something for the people. Bruh. I think y'all should listen.
And talk about the victim last night that got popped. And who the best on the block with the crack rock? Play a lot of pocket banging to the track stop. It's in our nature to run into this jackpot. Hoping not to scrape the flow for that rah-rah. But you envision that trip that's living my time. The anticipation turns to aggravation. So when words of wisdom spoke, you hear blah blah. Cause if that wise guy turns to a wise guy, I pray to God that that guy ain't on a high rise. And if he is, I hope the earth he got nine lives. See, this is the type of life I seen with my eyes. So boys whipping in the ghost fire on the 9 to 5, but no bow ties. Cause when Jay's on the street, you're solo, no lie. All black attire, shooting with a bullseye.
A time comes when silence is betrayal. even when pressed by the demands of inner truth. Men do not easily assume the task of opposing their government's policy, especially in time of war.
And watch a nigga kill another nigga. So one dead, one in jail, so soon there'll be no niggas. They scamming for the dough, nigga. I can't trust them, I don't know them. Them yo niggas. I need the sword, they either leave or buy. Cause these niggas don't care if I breathe or die. So put your pride aside and let your wings fly. Don't be a middleman, be the man who supplies. The definition of a boss, let it multiply. And if they oppose that, they all can die. Cause if they move fast, that's when them cautions fly. So I'd rather be alive than a homicide. Feel my spirit, see my girl and my mama cry. And all my niggas pouring liquor for the honor. I vow to be the realest without ever saying it. So serious, I ain't kidding, nigga, who you playing with?
Where are ranked on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rank of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
Fucking the same chick your man had last week. Now he's emotional, so now you got beef. Instead of him checking out who the hoe be, next thing you know, he let go free. To the chest. Now we gotta lay another brother down to rest. That wall getting full, cause y'all full of the bull. No more love or lust, cause all they do now is cool. 15 years old, not even in school. But he know mathematics better than you. A community that knows everything about you. But when it goes down, they don't know what to do. What type of sense is that? No clue. So instead of waiting for them, you make the first move. Instead of talk about the victim last night that got popped, or who the best on the block with the crack rock.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
My bad, Dorothy. I'm running late. I'm running behind. Here we go, baby. Let's start the show.
And now, the mellow sounds of Jimmy Irving.
I never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life. And though it's hard for me to show it, I've got to let you know it. Cause darling, I love you more each day. But the word got in my way. Meant to make you cry. You are the only one I'll ever love in my life.
Hold it, hold it, hold it. Can't do it. I can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. One, two, three, hit me. Bop, bop, bop it out of bebop. Bop, bop. Yeah, bass man. Come on up. One, two, three, hit me. Sound good, yeah. Saxophone on the floor. One, two, three, hit it. Mercedes Benz, hot swimming.
Jimmy want a steak. Jimmy want a piece of your chocolate cake. But more than all that, Jimmy wants a race. Cause Jimmy got soul. Jimmy got soul. Jimmy got soul. Sooner or later, the time comes around for a man to be a man, take back his time. I gotta do something to shake things up. I like Johnny Mathis, but I can't do that stuff. Jimmy got soul. Jimmy got soul. Jimmy got S-O-U-L, soul. Show my soul. Jimmy got soul. Jimmy got soul. Jimmy got, Jimmy got, Jimmy got soul.
Turn my headphones up. Louder.
Hello, 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 white America, assassinate my character. Money matrimony, yeah, they tryna break the marriage up. Who gon' act phony, who gon' try to embarrass ya? I'ma need a day off, I think I called Ferris up.
Mueller had a Mueller, but I switched it for a Mille, cause I'm richer. And prior to this shit was moving freebie.
Had a conference with the DJ,
yeah.
Puerto Rico 3 days.
Polly with the PDs, now they got that shit on replay.
Sorry I'm in pajamas, but I just get off the PJ. And last party we had, they shut down Privé.
Ain't that where the heat play?
Yeah.
Niggas take ballers these days.
Yeah. Ain't that like LeBron James?
Ain't that just like D-Wade? Wait.
What you need? What you need? I got what you need. What you need?
Yeah.
What you need? What you need? I got what you need.
Yeah. What's up, 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 motherfucker, where my money at?
You
gon' make me come down to your house where your mommy at? Mommy rap the kids, have them crying for their mommy back. Tell me that your daddy is. Tell him I just want my rack.
Racks on racks on rags.
Racks.
Made backs on backs on backs on backs on backs.
Who in that?
Oh shit, it's just blacks on blacks on blacks. 100 stacks.
How you get it?
Nigga laying raps on tracks.
I wish I could get you the feeling. I'm planking on the million. I'm riding through your hood. You can bank, I ain't got no ceiling.
Made a left on no strength ass.
Right.
We in Bed-Stuy.
Made a right on 79th. I'm coming down South Shore Drive.
I was made in Chi-Town.
Brooklyn to our top.
Or go to 601jazzcafe.organogold.com.
Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe.
Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio Network. Today's topic is Obama exempt from criticism in the black community? 347-838, we want to get on topic, on that topic. Let me go around the globe for a second. I see America is going to offer Assad clemency if he joins some peace talks. Check that out. You know, Obama making more money at these Hollywood fundraisers. Some people saying he spend more money than he raises. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. They say it's going to be a hot summer this summer, everybody, so drink plenty of water, plenty of fluids, plenty of liquids. In Texas, a mom found naked eating ice cream after a car wreck. Could it be backfired again? Could it be? There was a delay in the election results in Egypt. People are tripping on is a coup. Have they justice been heard? Have the Muslim Brotherhood taken over? Is that a good thing for America or a bad thing for America? It seems like everywhere we go to and liberate the people choose the Muslim Brotherhood. So is that good for us or bad for us? Drones flying over in America, everybody, how y'all feel about that? We got them here in Chicago. Now let's put the scenario out here. Not saying the scenario is not valid, but let's say you live next to a mosque, or let's say you live next to someone who is presumed to be doing terrorist acts, i.e. the NATO 3 here in Chicago. And what if you had orders to take them people out and the drone is right there? And that's what drones do. They take out the bad guys. And you can launch a drone and end up hitting a house or taking out an innocent bystander, because drones have been known to take out innocent bystanders. And not only take out the people that they're also targeting, but sometimes there are mistakes. You know. Do we want drones here? But if you don't, they already are. How we feel about being patrolled here on American soil? 3-1 Miami Heat, everybody. I was telling everybody earlier that it's going 5. People didn't believe me. They said 7. Young guns, nothing. Them guys look dead tired out there. You know. The House panel votes to hold Eric Holder in contempt for that Fast and Furious. Yeah. What's up? What is y'all take on the Fast and Furious? Hey, hello? Do you feel that the Fast and Furious is the Obama administration selling guns, buying guns here in America, and then bringing those guns over to Mexico to track them down to say, look where those guns are coming from because of our gun laws and loop laws? Is that really true? You know, but I do agree to this, that the Congress is stepping out of their bounds, because Eric Holder is the keeper of the law. The lawmaker should not be bringing into court the one who upholds and keeps the law and interrogates him in such a manner like they're doing. I don't know if executive order is right in this case, but again, I don't have all the facts, so I can't really talk to that, you know, so to speak. So what I'm going to do, I like to wish Shauna Fletcher, Miss Organa Gold Lady, on a 3rd anniversary. They're out there kicking it, I think, down in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, out there on Gulf Coast. But let me go in there and give you a shout out. Shauna Fletcher, I think I can play this old commercial. It's a flashback. I ain't got nothing hot to play for you. I done did my top 10. You can pick any song. But it's a commercial.
Prosperity Partners presents a spiritual guide to personal success and development seminar. Discover how to live a more prosperous life when applying key spiritual principles. February 18th, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. 405 Briarwood Drive, Jackson. $25 registration fee. For more info, call 6.
Yeah, I know. I don't think we'll have a date on that either, Ebony. I was just trying to play something hot for you. That's Shauna Fletcher, Queen of Miss Prosperity, trying to assist those down there and getting prosperity. Yo, Ed, why don't you read some PSAs we got on our page, and I keep to a commercial break, and we'll try to sort out this chat room. And like I said, the topic of today, part one, is Obama above criticism? Here we go. And don't forget our poll. We'll talk about our poll also. You know, watch this before I hit it. Here we go.
Hello, welcome again to Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network. This is what's going on the Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network page. On Facebook, the Jimmy Lee Underground Network page is under construction. The webpage is under construction, excuse me. Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network group here. So we have Jimmy. What we got is a tie for the number two spot on the most requested top 10. It's up to you to decide whether it be Paul, Charles, Mutz, or Theo Huff. Something New by Papa Child Paul or Crush by Theo Huff. We also have Dana Devine's videos posted up on the page that she mentioned just a moment ago. The I'm Ready video, Hero, and All I Ever Need Is You. And we're very excited about that. Don't forget that you can see her at the Gospel Fest at the Culture Center downtown at Randolph. Friday at 1 o'clock. Okay. Theodore Gray posted that they're going to have rhyme, dot, spoken word at Bacardi in the Park. That's coming up this summer, August 18th, 7 o'clock at Bacardi in the Park. Artists, this is posted by Showcase. Artists, be a part of the actual worthwhile show this summer. H3 Entertainment, Go See Entertainment, HDM Mixtape presents H3 Lifestyle Summer Takeover Tour. Grand finale show starring formerly King Louis, now King L. To perform or RSVP tickets, call 630-329-7964. That's 630-329-7964. That's H3 Booking. To be a part of some music, we'd like to give you opportunities to perform, artists. And so if you're in our area, check them out. We also got some things posted up from our people down in Atlanta, because every Friday and Saturday night, you know it's going on at the Primal Nightclub. Ladies are free all night long, and you can. It's hot. It's hot. 107.9 official. The NFL invasion is going on. That's happening, this one, on June 22nd. So, ladies, free all night. We're going to have football players in the house, and you should be there. And when you let them know that you heard about it on the Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network, you'll be able to get some free shots of Captain Morgan, because everybody got a little Captain in them. And we're really happy about all the stuff that's going on at the Primal Nightclub and Beans and all the things that he's doing. So that's what's happening at on the Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio Network page. We'll be back later on in the second half for more.
You'll find I've been with you through all time.
has made me change my ways from wrong to right. Please, Father, please, this world we live is broken. Deliver us from all this evil and pain. God bless the heart that looks unto his brother, praising out your name.
He says, be not afraid. Believe I will say,
and if you're thirsty, I will quench you with my love, and if you're hungry, I will feed you with my word, and all I ask of you is that you love as I do.
Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio Network. Like I said, the topic of discussion is Obama above criticism. You know, we as black folks scared to criticize the president. Are we that stuck on the party line? Well, I'm not on the party line because I'm a Republican. But Drudge Report is reporting that this is the Daily. Is reporting that vulnerable Democrats are distancing themselves from Obama, trying to stay in his face in the White House, but are not going, are distancing themselves from the president. They, you have Representatives Billy Owens and Kathy Holcomb. They're from New York. They won a special election in 2009 and 2011, respectfully. And the party heralds them as the newcomers, the new people on the rise. But at least a half a dozen Democratic officials have said in recent days that they will not be attending the Democratic National Convention in September in North Carolina. Them two being one of them. Representative Holcomb was quoted for saying, "I guarantee that my time will be a better spent meeting the farmers and small business owners and other people who put me here," she told the Daily Herald when asked why she might not attend the convention. A spokesman for Owens gave a similar explanation. "He just has packed schedule back home," he said. This comes on the heels of Pennsylvania Representative Mark Critz saying he's opt out, and a trio of West Virginia Democrats, Governor Earl Ray Tomlin, Senator Joe McChanan, Representative Nick Rahal, all doing the same, even though most of the convention skippers have claimed they'd simply rather spend time back home. The political undertones are clear. After all, these Democrats share one thing in common. They answer to conservative-leaning electorate. That's at best, views Obama with great deal of skepticism. So skipping a late summer convention that doubles as a love fest for Obama is something of a political no-brainer, especially considering the fact that a week of four extravagant parties doesn't make for the best optics with the country still in the midst of a fragile economy, economic recovery, excuse me. It's an easy way to make a statement that you're independent, said Democratic Steve Murphy. There are tight districts where Obama's not doing particularly well, and it makes sense for political perspectives for these folks, but I'm not sure how much difference it makes at all. After all, they're going to have to defend their voting record either way, whether they come to the convention or not come to the convention. Added Democratic strategist Jim Jordan, conventions are for funny hats and hangovers. They're not where serious work is done, and candidates with competitive races are really better advised to spend the 3 or 4 days raising money and campaigning. Owens nearly won re-election in 2010 and faces another competitive race this year. Last summer, he declined to say whether he endorsed Obama for re-election. Hochul has said she'll vote for Obama, but with West Virginia emerging as ground zero for the president's struggles with white working class Democrats. Tomlin and Manchin have both withheld their endorsements. Critz, who won the Western Pennsylvania special election in 2010, but faces a tough re-election fight in a redrawn, more Republican-friendly district, issued a statement this week that reflected how future convention skippers are likely to frame their decision. "I will not be headed to Charlotte for the national convention because I believe it's much more important to spend my time in Western Pennsylvania, listening to the people about how we can create jobs for the region." Critz said, "Since I was elected, my focus has been creating jobs for the people here rather than focus on the agenda of political parties in Washington. And that will remain the case as long as I am serving in Congress." Naturally, Republicans aren't surprised. Surprise, surprise. The Democratic convention in Charlotte is about as popular as a trip to the dentist these days, said Paul Lindsay, a spokesman for the National Republican Congressional Committee. "Unfortunately for these no-shows, attempting to hide from the president does not mean they will be able to hide their support for his policies." Murphy, while conceding the wisdom and some Democrats staying away, recommended a different explanation they can offer. A better excuse might be, "Have you ever been to one of those things? You can't move around. It's boring. The parties aren't decent. And it's not about what you think it's about." That article is on the Daily. It's called "Bucking the Convention." It talks about, it's a June 20th article, this is today's issue article, where it talks about people, Democrats, skipping the convention because they're scared they might not get reelected. Now, my say is, if you are a black Democrat, you feel that this is a diss. And if it's not a diss, do you feel that Barack Obama, as a black person, I'm talking about black listeners this time, everybody, I'm not trying to be discriminatory, but as a black person, do you feel Obama is above criticism? We got a caller in here. Let's hear this caller thinks. Hey, caller, what do you think about that, caller? Is your president above criticism for black America? Hello? Yo, Dana, I'm talking to you, Dana. Okay, I lost that caller right there. But the point I'm saying, and thank you for checking in, guest 1760.
Can you hear me? Why is it that this race continues to be tried? There's a continuous try to have this to increase racism in the United States. Why is there the United States, Dana?
All I'm saying is this is a Democratic Party. These are congressmen, one governor, and one senator. About a half a dozen or so Democrats are saying they're not going to the convention to support Obama in this re-election nomination. They choose to stay at home, which is the logical explanation that you want to say it, stay at home and talk to their voters. But I'm saying, do you as an Obamaite feel that that's being disrespectful or you should give them a pass?
I feel that any time that people that are supposed to be representing the people can't do the right thing, I think it's a problem, period. I feel like it's a problem,
But if those people are in a Republican-leaning district, and does it make sense, you think, for them to separate themselves from the president, or you think they should just ride the president out? I mean, for real.
That's the reason why they're in office, is so that they can stand up as representatives of the people of the United States of America. And if they can't stand up, I mean, they shouldn't worry about, you shouldn't worry about what district you're in. You got to stand up on the rights for the people. It's as simple as that. And if you can't do that, then you shouldn't be in office anyway. We need to get out of this fear mentality while people are suffering. We need to get out of this mentality that, oh gosh, if they know that I really do support him, then it's going to be a problem. So I'm worried about me. I don't want an elected representative, an elected official that is going to operate with fear out of what the masses are going to worry about, when he needs to stand up on the rights and the principle for the people that he has been elected to represent. It's as simple as that. And if he can't do that, then he should step down himself. Because you know why? People are being mistreated. People are being abused. The United Citizens of the United States are suffering. And while we're suffering, he's sitting at home trying to pretend like he don't support something that he does. I think that's a problem in itself.
But, okay, so as a black person, you feel that the Democrats are selling the president out. It's the Democrats.
Well,
I'm not
saying anyone's selling anyone out. I'm saying
But no, hear me out, Dan. This is what I'm saying. Hear me out. Not trying to pay politics.
I'm saying that if it is about, if the person is not able to stand up as a representative of the people of the United States, of the people, and they're not doing it based on fear that somebody will see them supporting principles and beliefs that they have, then they are in the wrong place anyway. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying they're not selling anyone out. I'm saying that I don't understand how someone would cower instead of being there and supporting the principles that they believe in. I don't understand that.
Well,
maybe that's just me.
Well, no, it's not just you, Dana, because here I am. I'm a Republican, right? And this is one of the reasons why I became a Republican. You see, for those who don't know me, Jimmy Lee, the mild-mannered man behind the microphone, I assisted Barack Obama in becoming U.S. Senator Barack Obama. I assisted Barack Obama in becoming President Barack Obama. I was down with Barack Obama from day one. When Barack Obama became elected and had the Democratic Congress and Senate, I jumped for joy. I watched what Democrats did day one to Obama. I watched them stall. I watched them fight back his health care plan, that the fact he had to come to the Republicans. That's when I realized, hold on, they're playing him. So I chose to switch parties because I'm watching how they play him. I watch Harry Reid come out and say that I don't work for Obama. I don't work for him. That's a Mormon saying I can't work for this black man, even though this black man's in charge of this party, of the Democratic Party. And yes, you're right. It might have a stench of racism that here's this black man in charge of your party, and you won't go give him the respect. But I'm saying, how can black folks always look at Republicans and say they down, they're disrespecting the president, they're disrespecting the president, but here's a group of Democratic congressmen, senators, and governors that represent the same party as the president and refuse to show up for his inauguration? I'm saying his inauguration in September in North Carolina. The point I'm just saying, it's easy for black America to point their finger at Republicans instead of sometimes looking at these Democrats that are holding the president back. I've been saying for years, well, months on this radio station, that it's not the Republicans that are killing the president. For his first 2 years in office, he had a Democratic Congress. He just got a Republican Congress. He's been in office for 3 years. He's almost finished up his fourth term, 3.5 years. You know, and so what's happening right now in Barack Obama's presidency is not a reflect of his whole 4 years, because his first 2 years he had Democrat senators and Democratic congressmen and couldn't get no things passed. It was difficult to get appointments through. It was difficult to get laws passed. People wanted the public option. He couldn't get the public option in the health care bill. This is when he had all the Democrats. He had shady Rahm Emanuel, who couldn't even get it done. He had the Hillary Clinton Democrats, who was upset that he beat Hillary Clinton and that tightly fought primary that he had, you know, and people still think to this day that all is well. And as you can look at, if you look at our foreign policy, I mean, wow, she's a joke. You know, I know you can't comment on it, and I don't want you to comment on it whatsoever, but she's a joke. Here we are now, we're telling Assad, we'll take you in as long as you join the peace talks. But earlier, we arming troops to take out Syria. You know, now we find out Russia's giving Syria helicopters and submarines. We want to back down. Now we realize the Muslim Brotherhood is taking over all these regions. We want to back down. I mean, but yet she's in control of that. I mean, let's have a restart. But she's the face of our foreign policy. All around the world, we got this bumbling lady bumbling around in our foreign policies mess, and is making Obama look bad. It's not the Republicans that are doing this to Barack Obama. It's the Democrats. And that's the point I'm saying. You know, because right now, if the Black Caucus were to go make an issue of black issues, I'm quite sure the president would do something. Because I know him like that, and I know he would do something if a bunch of motherfuckers was in his face saying, "Yo, Mr. President, we starving out here." He'd do something, but they're not saying nothing. Black America's not saying nothing. Black America's not saying nothing because they're scared to criticize the president, because they think criticizing the president is going to make them lose the election. Election which
But he doesn't deserve to be criticized either. This man is turning the tables on a daily basis. He does not deserve to be criticized.
Criticism. Okay,
it's
well, then,
different.
We don't need to ask nothing, correct? We should,
no,
we're
not I'm
asking.
Not saying that. What I'm saying is you don't criticize the person that is being successful. You criticize the people that aren't doing what they're supposed to do. You want to criticize someone, you criticize the ones who can't stand up and represent the people who have been elected to represent.
Say this, I'm going
to
say this.
Dana,
before I put you in the blue room, because I ain't been blue rooming nobody lately. I have some star blue rooming people. Everybody running wild on my show. But listen, let me tell you something, Dana. Nah, there ain't no more middle class. People are saying the middle class is shrinking out here. People are saying there's no jobs out here. People
got
the mortgages right now. People are saying there's no middle class is shrinking right now. Unions saying their jobs are drying up right now. I mean, these are what the people in middle America and at the kitchen tables are talking about every day right now, Dana. What I'm saying is you may think his presidency is successful because in your eyes he can't do no wrong. And
that's
in
not
all
true.
Black American eyes, he can't do no wrong. Let me ask you this then. I cannot ask you that because, you know, you're lucky. So you're one of the lucky people that you can ask questions to until about 9 more months. But what I'm going to do is
I need
somebody else to call in. I need another Bombaite to call in. I mean, you know, all you Kool-Aid drinkers who think, you know,
Let's do this.
Do what?
But see, you know, you can try to give the appearance that a person isn't doing something when they are. I mean, if you look at the president's first 4 months in office, he did more than some of these other presidents did in their entire 4 years.
What was that? Continue the Bush policies. All it did was continue the Bush policies.
Who started it?
It's not about who started it. It's that he did not end it. It's the fact that a good idea is going.
It's not about who started it.
If I come in and I make a mess. Dana, you blue room. It's not about who started it. George Bush did leave some policies, the bailout, the auto bailout, TORP. He left a lot of bailouts out there, and that everybody looked at George Bush as being overspending and crazy. Barack Obama, what? He continued that. I mean, whether you think it's a bad idea or a good idea, all I'm saying is once upon a time, Bush did it, it was bad. Barack Obama did it, it's good. You got the blue room, Dana. Now you're good. You're live now.
No, because, see, you want to say it's not about who started it. If you have 8 years of a mess and then you want me to come in and clean up in 30 days, it ain't going to happen.
Barack Obama did not come in and magically wave a wand, I said, I have a new idea. What Barack Obama did was put a pen together and said, I'm extending these programs. that George Bush
okay,
left.
Okay, let's look at this, okay? Okay, right. But
what I'm saying is, yes, we can't say George Bush left a mess. We can't say George Bush left a
$85 billion in a year.
If George Bush had another, if George Bush had one more year, it would have been done then. If George Bush had one more year, it would have been cleaned up. I'm saying this.
And if was a $70 in 8 years, how do you expect him to miraculously clean it up in one?
Barack Obama did it. Barack Obama did it.
He did it because he came in and he was able, under his Democratic Congress, to institute the policies that he spoke about to the American people. Right now, he can't do that.
Wrong.
Okay,
wrong,
so you tell me why.
Wrong,
you tell me why.
Wrong. Let me tell you why. Because let's look at GM and Chrysler and them. That's right now, that's working right now. You see, George Bush put that bailout plan in, and Republicans went crazy, like, oh, no, that's George Bush. George Bush
put the bailout plan in because we were bailing out when he left office.
I'm about to listen. These are policies that killed, that quote-unquote killed John McCain. These are policies that killed John McCain in the eyes of the Republican Party because he voted for them. These are the reasons why Republicans voted for Barack Obama, because they thought that he was not going to come in and cut out the bailouts, cut out the bank bailouts, cut out the Wall Street bailouts, cut out the auto bailouts that George Bush put in. But he didn't.
He doubled down on it.
Whether it's right or wrong, all I'm saying is this. If you say he cleaned it up, Barack Obama cleaned it up, you can't get mad at the man who gave him a broom and mop and said, here's what you got to do. And like I left you a whole mess here. I'm going to help you clean it up. Here's a shovel. Here's a pickaxe. And that's the plan. My time is up. Ain't that hard to do. My time is up.
And he handed a bucket about, here's an economy that needs to be cleaned up.
And this is how I left it for you. Don't change these policies. Okay, Dana. How about this? It's 2012. There's something called the Bush tax cut that's still out there. Everybody says it's crazy. It's called the Bush tax cut. You heard that word, Bush tax cut? That George Bush got out there that Barack Obama ain't got rid of yet? Why? But you won't blame Barack Obama for the Bush tax cut too, right? I guess that because
what? There's the Civil Rights Amendment of 1964 that was instituted by President Lyndon Johnson. You leave policies that work in place. It don't mean he needed that kind of stuff because the economy, we were facing a recession back in 2008. You're going to tell me that all these people that have gotten jobs,
Bush's bailout of GM, saving Chrysler, by saving Detroit, by bailing out Wall Street, by bailing out the bankers, saved the economy. Obama came in, doubled down on it. He's gone in and said, we can't say George Bush left them a mess. He left them a plan to clean it up. We got to say that also. See, we got to get credit where credit is due.
And if it was a fifth, we'd all be drunk. You cannot turn it around and say that because a person left a mess, and now they say, oh, well, wait a minute, here's the mess. Let me see if I can help you clean that up a little bit.
He helped clean it up by saying, I left these spots. What he said was,
okay,
if you leave these policies in place, you'll be straight, homie. Trust me. I got your back. I left you some plans. In 4 months, in 5 months, they're going to say you're a genius. I'm out of here. Here's the bell up to for
it.
Here's the bell up to say GM.
It's smoke and mirrors. If we were in a recession when you left, and then I step into office and you want to blame me on the recession, then guess
so if
what?
You want to
we
say
were
that
already going downhill.
What policies of the Bush administration have Barack Obama eliminated? None.
Everything that Barack Obama said he was going to run against and couldn't stand when he got in the office, he didn't get rid of none. He didn't get rid of Bush tax cuts. He didn't get rid of none of them.
Why don't you look at the ones that he has instituted that turned this economy around? Why don't you
He didn't even get rid of the Patriot Act.
Of 2009.
There were things that he said he was going to get rid of.
That stimulated the economy $789 billion. Why don't you look at that? Don't look at the ones that somebody else that he changed. Look at the ones that he brought in that are working. That's what you want to look at. And if you want to talk about opponents and their record, you look at their state that was in the decreased in their state, and that they were one of the worst states in the United States in terms of money. You want to talk about that? You want to really look at the ability to help the United States get out of debt? Look at people's records.
Evidently those half dozen congressmen and senators and governors are looking at his record and they say, I can't roll with them, and they're Democrats, evidentially. They ain't no Republicans now.
No.
And they're going off record.
Okay, just look at the records. Look at the history. You want to think that somebody that has been spending money that has caused a state to have the worst record, one of the worst records, they went to the bottom of the barrel. And then you honestly expect them to come bail us out and do us some good? You look at the history. Look at the history. Look at
all
this
right,
man
Dana,
that
I'm
was
looking
a
history.
Bully.
Hey, Dana,
look at this.
Dana,
look at this
I'm
man
look at
that, was a, that was a bully. That was
Dana,
bullying kids in high school. And we expect.
All right, I got you. I got you from distant Romney. You in the blue room. I got to take a break. Here's Toka Black. Wrong one. Sorry.
Forever excusing your intentions, and I give in to my pretending, which forgive you each time without me knowing. They melt my heart to stone, and I hear your words.
Yeah, you make me do it. Idle women make me hold the knife. Career is homicidal, little killer, something like five never friendly shit, never like to socialize. Yeah, the mixtape is enough to turn you to a socialite. Up and down, up and down, I can't get the motion right. Trying to rock the wave, when did life become so ocean-like? Gotta show tomorrow, so the flight is happening tonight. Being soon too, I can't go back to an open light. I would like, I would love, open near a steady shoulder, chasing you all through the day. My lonely nights are never sober, looking for that bubble filling, never find it in the cola. Abusing prescriptions, hoping happiness coming closer. I'm hopeful, but I know that the journey far from over. No pain, no gain, hoping the pain of being closer. Dream about success, the thought is just so heavenly. Tonight I say a prayer and I ain't aware that heaven see is meant for me.
That I made up, if you say my name alive, there could be enough. I've been tidy of my head, I'm the only one in love. I'm the only one.
No, Dana, back to what I was saying now. You got a half a dozen Democrats building on the president, and the Black Caucus right now should be in uproar calling them out. They should. But they're not. But they're not. And then that's what I'm saying. But let me ask this question. Is there anything that you can say that you disagree with the president on, Dana? Anything?
You know what? I believe that I support the leader of the United States. And
no, I agree. I just want to say,
I have the same support when there was a different leader of the United States in place. I believe that as American citizen, I should stand up behind the leader of the American citizen.
But all
and
I'm
so,
asking is there anything that you
disagree with them while you're drinking the Kool-Aid. I know while the Kool-Aid is going down, is there anything that you disagree with them on?
Okay. Again, I stand behind the leader of the United States. And it's really sad that the people who are representing the people, those people who are supposed to be up there representing me, they can't do that. They can't be honorable and stand up behind the leader of the United States. But I'm not surprised because since he's been in office, it's been the same thing. Since he's been in office, instead of American citizens worrying about how the state of the America, they've been running around here worried about what color this man's skin is. And it's obvious. And it's sad. But I tell you what, I would hope that whoever's in office next, they can put the biases, they can get past the biases so that we don't continue to suffer as a country, which we are doing.
Well, I'm going to say this, that I take that as a no, there's nothing that the president can do that you disagree with. I just need another Obamaite to just come on my air and just let me know, is there anything that an Obamaite, is there any black, I want all the black Obamaites out there just to tell me, is there anything that they disagree with the president of the United States on? And has breaking news on the bath salt in Miami, have you had breaking news on that? Hold on for a second, I'm bringing Ebony in the press room here.
All they said was that they approved the ban.
Thank you. You're so helpful. All righty then.
Hey, Ebony.
Yeah. But that's all I'm saying is that he's not, I guess, above judgment. And I guess that African Americans will allow all pacification to take place. Because
even though we're unemployed,
he's doing a great job. Even though black,
you know what? Unemployment didn't start. That's the thing. Unemployment didn't start with in 2008. Unemployment was on the downslide well before 2008. And guess what? People are now buying houses again. This man was able to take 4 years, he was able to turn us around from a housing market that was dying, from people who were losing their jobs. In 4 years, he was able to turn around a mess, and he's still doing it. But see, people are not talking about that. They're not talking about people are buying houses now again. They're not talking about people are getting jobs at record rates again. They're not talking about the stock market that's improving, that people's salaries are improving and remaining steady. They're not talking about those things. Why? Because they want to pretend like everything is a failure. But you want to see the failure? You look at the history. 47th out of 50th in job creation. 47 out of 50. The taxes increased by $750 million per year. Long-term debt increased by more than $2.6 billion. That's not President Obama. Manufacturing jobs declined at twice the national rate. Twice. That means that the national rate is doubling the national rate. So if the national rate was running 100 meters, that other person made it run 200 meters. It was running twice as fast. Jobs were outsourced overseas. So you mean to tell me that in an economy that's turning around, we're expecting a person that has proven that they're going to cause decreases in deficit and cause losses of jobs and cause losses of resources. They've proven that. We expect them to turn us around?
Okay, I got my man Bianchi typing in. He lets you want to know this, Dana, that black unemployment has always been in the clouds, one, and he agreed with you that how. And he agreed with you that houses are selling. When you have a $100,000 home going over $15,000, I guess everybody is buying them right off the market. But I'm saying this, Dana, banks are not lending no money right now, so it's difficult for anybody to buy a house if you got good credit or bad credit. You can't get no money. Ain't no money coming off the sidelines just yet. But again,
because you can't see money go off the sidelines, because anytime you're talking about black people are suffering because of the job situation. Black people are suffering because of the economic situation. So we got to talk about money because the money is what's causing the economic situation.
But
so when you have a country, that people are paid less because of the color of their skin, of course, when you have a deficit or you have a recession, of course those people are going to suffer. But they just black people are suffering. It's not a black thing. People are suffering. That's what I'm saying. If people can't support the leader of our country, then there's something wrong with them.
Could people support people didn't support George Bush as adamantly supporting the president? And again, George Bush is a bumbling idiot. Everybody saying bailing out bankers, bailing out Wall Street, bailing out the car industry was the worst thing he could possibly do. Medicare Part D.
You know what? People are buying cars. Banks are still running. So you can say that was the worst thing to do, but guess what? It worked. And people didn't criticize and say that President Bush didn't have education. They didn't criticize and say that he wasn't a United States citizen. They didn't criticize him for being an African American. The news stations.
Hey, Dana, they did say he wasn't. Dana.
Later,
but Dana, people did say this, Dana.
President.
They did say this, Dana, that George. Well, how many people was running around? Well, maybe not you, Dana, but there's a whole lot of Americans running around saying that Al Gore is their president, not George Bush, because he's stolen in Florida, that the Supreme Court gave you, or that John Kerry won it in Ohio, and that George Bush is not our president. Hold on, Bianchi is also typing again. He said people are selling their homes and losing money. That means they're under mortgage. I mean, right now,
but people are selling their homes and losing money because of the recession mess that this country was in when President Obama took office. Okay, so wait a minute. Okay, so Bianchi's going to say that people are selling their homes and losing money. So you mean to tell me that somebody had jobs decline at twice the normal rate is expected to bail us out?
The bank got bailed out.
Whose jobs was 47?
The bank got bailed out. Dana. The banks got bailed out. Now, the banks get all this money by the government to get their books on track, then why can't our houses be appraised for what they're worth? But anyway, Bianchi got something to say to you. Hold on. Man, this is spicy. Oh, that mercy. Somebody give me some spicy food. Hold on, I get some water. Lord, I swear my grandma made some Thai food here. She's not even Thai. Anyway, Asian Americans are the highest income base. Asian Americans are the highest income, best educated, and fastest growing racial group in the United States. They are more satisfied than the general public with their lives, finances, and directions of the country, and they place more value than other Americans do in marriage, parenthood, hard work, and career success, according to comprehensive new nationwide survey by the Pew Research Center. That's what man Bianchi was saying. I guess what he's saying right now, African Americans probably are at the bottom of the barrel now in the age of Obama. Now, Dana, I can agree with you, Dana.
Hey,
hold on,
Dana,
let me say this.
You know why they're at the bottom of the barrel? It's because of these are racist traffickers in the United States. You mean to tell me why would anybody support a group that has Ku Klux Klan members coming to their yard during a cross burning? That just happened a month ago. You tell me who would support a group that would have mannequins of a black man hanging from a noose?
ACLU.
That just happened in two different states.
The
that
ACLU.
Happened in two different states. This was like a month and a half ago. There's something wrong
the
with that
ACLU.
In the United States.
The ACLU will support it. That's who?
The ACLU is ran by who?
Stern citizens of America who want to eradicate discrimination.
No.
I'm just saying.
Citizens of the United States are in support of discrimination. Because if they were trying to get rid of discrimination, they wouldn't have these folks riding around here with a mannequins of a black man hanging from a noose. And that happened in several states, including New York. It's rare. I'm telling you. There's a racial divide that's occurring right here in the United States based on the fact that we got a black man running for president. Really sad. And that's why Newt Gingrich, and that's why Donald Trump can get on the air and talk about making these kids, having an internship to make these kids, Hispanic kids, janitors. Saying they don't have examples of people working at home. When it's Hispanic Americans running around here working hard on a daily basis.
Well, Dana, if that's true, then
it is true.
Newt Gingrich. Hold on, Dana. It's a fool went around the wrong pipe. Hold on.
They taking part of some side of me. Truth is, people who do not acknowledge me really ain't know where it's hotter than these beats bleeding. Look at it like you just studied phlebotomy. I treat pains like they the shit, but they do not see the psychology. Truth is, in the pudding, I'm putting up with too much bullshit. And truth is, most of these rappers' mouth dry, can't sit. Real talk, all their lyrics is you when I tell them to grow up. Bullshit, talk of your work could be, we'll tell them to sew up. If I stop rapping, I'm supporting my boys. Hey, sir, using backwards for a hoe, but wouldn't walk forward to save us. Trying to be super safe, a hoe, yo nigga, try picking your cape up. Can't get yourself off the ground, but you gon' carry her way, huh? Real talk, nah, man, you couldn't make it in my land. I feel like I'm isolated, couldn't let me miss my Thailand. You say you can rock a crown, but you couldn't pull a show, I can. You gon' need more friends than Reggie or Kush to try to make it to the Highland. All I'm saying.
All right, some fool went down the wrong throat. Anyway, let me read what Panky put on Pianke said before I get to back. I forgot what I was on, but let me read what Pianke was typing in before I took a break. He was like, they don't, I guess, respect on the Asians. They don't abort their children, as we see amongst our blacks and some others. Before it's all said and done, we'll be longing for the days of the KKK. I can deal with cross-burning every now and then. That's my cat, Pianke from STL. Said he can, hold on, got a call in. This might be him calling in right now. Hold on. Jimmy's Underground Radio. How can I help? It's Pianke.
Hey, Jimmy, what's going on?
All right. I'm glad you checked in. I'm glad you called in. And I know, see, yeah, I know. I know you're not one of Obama-drinking Kool-Aid people, so this would be an easy conversation from you, but I was trying to get some of my people.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something, Jimmy. Now, Obama has done we have seen some good things come out from under him. I can name some. Another thing, there's a website called recovery.org. You can go on there, you can put in your zip code, and it'll show you all the projects that's going on in your area that's come from grants from the stimulus. Now, in our area, it's quite a few. Now, you still face that same old thing that where blacks ain't allowed to work on these construction sites as they should. Another thing, you know, when you used to overdraw your debit card account and they would hit you with a $35 fee right away?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Well, now they have to wait 5 days before they, you know, before they can hit you with it. So that was something that came. I mean, something that you a lot of that is something that you can really equate to, because I know a lot of people probably have experienced that, and them people was notorious with that stuff, man. You get your statement back, you have a 5 or 6 of them $35 charges on your statement. That hurts some people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm not a heavy Obama basher. Like, I hope it don't come across like that on my radio. But station, but my deal is, like I said, I helped the man get elected senator and president, and I know he's going to be president again. How the landscape is going on, but I feel
that. Well, I don't know about that now. I don't think it's going to be as easy as you say it is.
Well, he's going to make it seem as a weaker.
It's because people are promoting hatred just to prevent the president from being elected. I mean, come
no,
on,
that,
you're supposed
know,
to be
people,
out to the election.
I can remember. I can remember when they done. I mean, hatred.
After the election, it's no surprise. And now they're referring to black men as zombies.
I've seen that happen to other presidents too, and elected officials too. Now, so I'm say he's you know, it might be something. Well, people may be noticing it more so, or paying attention to it more so now than they have before. But you know, like this thing going on with Eric Holder.
Eric Holder, right?
Right. Well, what happened with Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens supposedly lied
right
to Congress?
Right.
Yeah. They got in some serious trouble.
Right.
No, but they were prosecuted.
Right.
So
right.
Eric Holder is not above Congress. Congress say we want something, you got to give it. Give it up. And Obama's executive privilege. You know, Obama really don't have more power than the Congress has. And just
right
like we
what
said before, the federal government don't have more power than the state.
Right.
So
it's that break.
When the Congress has his hands tied, you can't do nothing about it.
But no, see, you know, in the end, this Eric Holder is not going to go nowhere. You see, they're just trying to find, you know, again, they're trying to find something to smash Obama with. This is not Republicans. This is Republicans and Democrats.
Them guns that the United States government, some way or another, was supplying to drug cartels, and apparently one of those weapons, came back and was used to kill a Border Patrol officer. But let's just stop a minute now. Now,
right,
this is because of something called Fast and Furious, which came under Obama's watch. Well, let's just do some thinking here. Here Congress wants to know, Arizona wants to know what the hell's going on, because the implication of them being a border state. And, you know, Arizona is very notorious against illegal immigrants. But let's look at something. How about the time when Maxine Waters was investigating Iran-Contra and the introduction of crack cocaine into the black neighborhood? She couldn't get them to provide the information that she was looking for, that she needed. How about when 9/11? How about when 9/11 occurred, it was the election where Maxine Waters and another female congressperson, I think it was Barbara Lee, maybe another one, stood up and they wanted an investigation, and Al Gore told them to sit down.
Sheila Jackson Lee.
You remember that, don't you, Jimmy?
Yeah, Sheila Jackson Lee. You see, it's moments like that. Well, you know, I said, man, look how they playing us. You know, here we are, your loyal people are on the fighting lines, the one laid down for you, even right now. Like I said, Obama has done a lot of great things. But right now, I'm tripping on the Dream Act. You know, I'm tripping on the Dream Act.
Oh, yeah.
I feel that African Americans should get, hold on.
How does she feel about that?
Well, I don't know if Dana really read the Dream Act as thoroughly, because a lot of people really don't. I mean, you know, it hasn't passed yet. And, you know, it hasn't passed yet. But Dana, the Dream Act that the president is about to sign into law or trying to push on Congress.
No, I'm not familiar with the Dream Act.
I want you to look it up, because I really want to do a show on the Dream Act, and I would like to know how African Americans feel about what Obama is trying to implement.
What it does is let children of illegal immigrants who came here with their parents and have grown up, it permits them to stay here in America and become American citizens.
And go to college for free?
What, they become American citizens, and they're also labeled as a minority.
Right,
they,
I mean,
these illegal immigrants have been working in the fields. These illegal immigrants have been suffering, and these illegal immigrants have been helping to build this United States.
But right now,
Chinese
make up the largest immigration here in America right now. Everybody thinks it's the Hispanics, but the Chinese make up the largest immigration right here in America. And all I'm saying is this. We're playing with immigration. You know, this may sound all rough and tough. Like I said last week, we are at war right now. We can't let no immigrants come through our borders. We have to secure our borders. But no, listen,
but you're in Chicago,
I'm
ain't you? You in Chicago,
yeah,
aren't you?
I'm in Chicago, but I'm saying this.
Is Dana in Chicago, too?
No, she's from D.C., in D.C.
All right, let me ask you something. Who's now cleaning up the rooms in the hotels in Chicago? Is it
the
black
invisible
women?
Man. The Hispanic. The invisible man.
That's right.
Once
took
upon
who,
a time, I was a
job,
black man.
Took the job.
Once upon
who?
A time, Bianca, think about it. You old enough to remember this right here. You old enough to remember this probably. All you have to do is give a black man a mop bucket and a broom, and no one will see him downtown. He used to be invisible. Right now, you do not see Hispanics. You don't see them because what are they doing? Like you said, downtown, clean your room up, doing your windows, shuffling around here, right there. I mean, right now,
they got all the jobs
of drugs in our neighborhoods right now. It's a shame. Everybody's tripping on me right now. Every drug bust, every big movement you see right now, the face of those, you want to say it's media pushing it? Sure, you can. But everybody knows this drug is coming from Mexico. It's a straight pipeline, and they're bringing it in. And I'm saying right now, while we're singing, let them all in, let them all in, they're bringing drugs straight down the pipeline. And if they get caught, they can go right back home with no penalty. Slap on the wrist. That's it. And here
right,
they come
drugs
came down here.
If that's the case, where were the drugs coming from before then?
Again, like I said last show.
It ain't no, before then. They always
been
coming from down there.
Heroin, cocaine, marijuana.
That
ain't spot. All these drugs
been
coming from the United States.
That's the entry point. And like I
said earlier, now they manufacture methamphetamine, that meth stuff too. But here's the point: if they making so much money off of drugs, why don't they build an economy for their people?
Well, here in Chicago, Mayor Rahm Emanuel. Realize he can make more money off nickel and diamond niggas by giving you a ticket if you caught like what 15 grams of marijuana on you. You know, probably a little other ounce and a half or what, a quarter ounce
and
of weed.
Right now, they know, and just like right here, I'm going to show you how what's good for the goose ain't good for the gander. A person can have less marijuana on them and be African American and get thrown up under the jail. But when you have another drug like cocaine, something like that, you don't suffer as much. It's good.
I don't know, got it.
It's good, I'm telling you. Wait, hello?
We had, I don't know what happened. Something dropped down. I'm sorry, Pianca. Go ahead and call back. For some reason, my phone was acting up. You still there, Dana? You got me?
I'm here.
Okay, yeah. Let me go in there and try to get – well, go in there and call back in, Pianki. I apologize for that. I don't know what was happening right there. Maybe my computer was acting up or something right there.
I'm telling you. I think that as a people, the only way to heal is by honestly looking at the things that's really occurring in this United States, and don't buy into the hatred, and don't buy into this craziness and this madness that is supporting division of us as American citizens. It's as simple as that. You want to take the illegal immigration thing off the table, what do? You give them citizenship, and you start your policy from right now. Because people are here, and because the people are already here, then guess what? You can just talk them out and say, go back. You tell me to go back to wherever, and I've been living here for 15, 20, 30 years. I got generations of people.
Hey, Dana, what about people who've been waiting in line for years that has not snuck in the country, that's trying to do it the right way?
Dana, trying to do it the right way.
We're going to say.
You address those people too, but you don't say to a people.
Dana, don't you think should address Dana, but they shouldn't be addressed first? If they're doing it the right way? If they're abiding by the laws. If they're playing by the game book that you gave them, saying this is how you become American citizen, and then you got somebody sneaking in saying, "Oh, I snuck in. I want to stay because I like it here."
I feel that I have been very successful as a parent, and one of the reasons why I'm successful as a parent, it is because as problems arise, I address them, and I address them appropriately. So that my children don't suffer, so that my house doesn't suffer, and so that I don't suffer. So when you have a pre-existing problem, the smart thing to do and the best thing to do is address the problem.
So, Dana, you believe let squatters squat?
I believe that the people
are squatting
because they are squatting for a reason.
The reason is they don't feel like being in Mexico. I'm a grown of America. I can post up and just chill out. Point blank. That's all. And honestly, and if I get in trouble, I can go back home to Mexico all day long.
You can't promote separation. The thing is that to talk about all these other things they're just using a fear tactic.
I'm not using fear tactics. All I'm saying is this, that if a black man or white man, white American or black American, was to walk down the streets with a warrant for their arrest, they'll be arrested on the spot because they're walking the streets illegally. And there's no law that would say, hey, you missed your court due, or hey, man, let's give you another chance. No, because you are illegal. Now,
But when they were helping to build houses, they were illegal too. When they were working in the fields in Alabama, they were illegal too. When they were cleaning people's houses, they were illegal too.
They should have been arrested.
Dana, you know why the illegal conversation didn't come up? Because the person was benefiting.
Dana, if somebody was selling drugs on the street and putting all the money they made from the community into a youth center or build a senior citizen home or build unemployment, that dude still sell dope illegally. No matter what good he does the money, the fact that he's illegal is illegal.
Yeah, look at Al Capone.
We're not talking about the people that are being abused and mistreated
because they aren't U.S. citizens and the law doesn't apply to
them. They're being abused and mistreated because of the fact that illegal citizenship is being held over their head and allowing them to be paid at half of what minimum wage is. $3 and something an hour. And if you try to speak up, you got to say shut up because you won't take it or I'm turning you in.
Nobody made them come here.
But they were
already here.
And they were people being exploited.
That's not true. Those people, no one put a gun to illegal immigrants that come here to the United States illegal. Nobody put a gun to their head. Matter of fact, they're trying to keep them out. Who's putting guns to their head trying to bring them here?
No one's trying to put a gun to their head. But what the way that they're being treated while they're here
Listen, laws only apply to citizens of a country. If you go into another country, if you're not, just like these people that call themselves Moors, where I tell you what, renounce your American citizenship, then go to Morocco and see if they let you become a Moor, a Moroccan. When you are in a country illegally, anything can happen to you.
What I'm saying to you is that you still can't allow exploitation.
You can't allow exploitation.
If the people are being exploited because they're considered to be illegal, then
what basis, Dana?
They're here.
That is against the law.
That is against the law. Okay, so we know that if a baby is born on American soil, then that child is granted citizenship. However, that rule doesn't apply to some citizens. Because I don't know if you remember
born,
a few years ago when they tried to change that and say that if a person was an illegal immigrant, if they had a child on American soil, then that baby was no longer considered an American citizen. So now you have a person that should have been considered a citizen, born to a person that was not considered a citizen. What do you do? Do you break up the family?
Yes, you do. It's that way in the UK. If you're born on the grounds of the UK, you're not a UK citizen. So if a baby is born here in America, the child is a U.S. citizen, but the parent is still illegal and they got to go.
So what do you do? Do you kick the parent out and have a bunch of orphans?
Send the kid back home with their mama.
No, not exactly. So what do you do? You give the parent amnesty. You give the parent amnesty. And you say,
tried to keep the baby in America, but his father was a foreigner. He said, no, I'm going to bring my baby home. Bring my baby back to me. It in Gonzalez's case. I got somebody from Chicago.
Down in Cuba.
Anytime you want to chime in, I'm caller from Chicago. Just jump in anytime. But no,
if you want to take the problem with immigration, with illegal immigrants off the table, what you do is you give them citizenship. And you know what it does? It stops people like the governor of Alabama.
Well, Dana, who's going to pay for this?
This was in August of last year, a couple months ago. When I catch the illegals, I'm going to send them back. Those same illegals that he was referring to been working those farms down there in Alabama. Those same illegals have been without health care for years. Those same illegals he's referring to are being paid slave labor costs.
Well, Dana, no, they doing it because they want to. Nobody is making them do this. Another thing, if you got these children that's going to be going to your schools that you paying for, hell, you're a black person, your children are already getting jacked up. Don't have enough this, don't have enough that. Now you're going to bring in some more children, and what little you have has got to be spread around among some more, some illegals.
These children, their parents are working in the United States. Their parents are being paid.
They got jobs that somebody else that's unemployed should have. What's the unemployment rate amongst black teenagers? About 60%?
But but when the economy was doing better, they were still working these same jobs. That's the thing. It's now inconvenient.
The problem now, Dad, because the economy is bad and they got the jobs, and that's why they got to go, because right now it's a bad economy. Everybody said they're doing jobs that black Americans want, but there's a lot of people that's leaving the prisons right now that can't get a job that will mind picking no oranges or no cabbages. I'm quite sure you're going to get your hype to pick some cabbages for $5 an hour. I'm just saying.
You know what, up in Oregon, they had prisoners who did volunteer to go out and work the farms for minimum wage. And they did,
but
they
got
jacked around.
But guess what? The people who they were calling illegal immigrants, they're not paying them minimum wage. They're paying them less than minimum wage.
Because they're not paying taxes on neither. They're cheating the government also because they're not paying taxes.
Because they are
exploiting
our economy,
Dana.
You know why, Connie, they pay them less than minimum wage? Because the minimum wage law do not cover that particular activity.
No, it's but you know minimum wage is minimum wage. Minimum wage is not based on the activity. Minimum wage is based on the work.
No.
Yes, it is.
In those states, those agriculture states, that agriculture job is not covered by minimum wage laws.
It's because the farmers who are owning the farms are paying the people under the table. If they pay them less than minimum wage,
you know, y'all come up with all these damn conspiracies, man. That's why come black children fail in school so much. When they get an answer, they're supposed to put down a logical answer. They put all these old spooktacular conspiratorial answers on the test, and they fail.
No, a spooktacular answer is saying that black Americans aren't going to support the president because he's black. That's a spooktacular answer. These things that what's being done in, out here in this United States is a spectacular answer.
A spectacular answer
is
when you say that.
A spectacular answer is a folks saying that this man hasn't graduated from college when he got a doggone law degree. That's a spectacular.
And a spectacular answer is when you saying that in the state of Wisconsin, not the state of Wyoming, the state of Nebraska, that minimum wage cover agriculture activities. It does not.
Let's look it up. You're trying to tell me that
I don't have to look it up.
You go check
it out yourself. I already know.
Let's look up what minimum wage is and what a minimum wage law says.
The minimum wage law says that the wages. 27 minutes.
I'm streaming low. I can't do it. 27 minutes. I'm streaming low. But I'll bring it on the next session, though. Go on, though. Keep it moving.
Yeah.
No, but Dana.
Set by the Department of Labor, and it enforces the Fair Labor Standards Act, the FLSA, which sets basic minimum wage. That is the minimum that a person is supposed to be paid for working, and that has been set by the Department of Labor. Now, when you hire somebody under the table, and you know, you say, hey, okay, I'm going to bargain with you. This is what I'm going to give you per day. You don't have to fill out a W-2 or a W-4, and then you can take home this, and this is what I'm going to pay you out of my pocket. See, of course you can give somebody less than minimum wage, but you give somebody these slave labor wages, and you give them a W-2 or a W-4, and you're going to jail. You're going to jail. It happened to that woman that had those nannies in her house, and I'll tell you her name in a minute, she got arrested. Why did she get arrested?
Why she got arrested, Dana?
Because
she was not paying taxes, Dana. The reason why they get paid under the table, because they are illegals, there are no social security numbers, you got to pay taxes on your employer. You got to have an employer identification number on those individuals they get to pay taxes on. And they're not paying taxes on them. And that's why the company, the farm, all those people who participate in that illegal activity should be shut down. And arrested.
That's right.
Because they're not even paying their taxes to the government. It's not about the unfair treatment of somebody who's stuck in the country. It's about the fact that you hire somebody and getting over on the government by not paying your taxes on that individual. Now, if the minimum wage is
high, at the same time, you are exploiting a person. You are exploiting the person under the guise of the fact that you are not going to pay taxes on them. So because you're not paying taxes on them, you're going to pay them less than they are supposed to be paid, less than the wages that have been set by the Department of Labor.
But, Dana,
so it's exploitation,
all
is what it is.
All
exploitation.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Check that link I just gave you. It said, what does it say? Family-sized farmers are exempt from new minimum wage laws. My goodness. Black folks get
okay.
on my damn
nerves. What
so
about the people who are hiring people as maids? What about the ones that are hiring people as maids? What about the ones that are picking up the day labor?
They are not paying.
Listen, I told you that some states, these agriculture states, agriculture industry is exempt from minimum wage. What these illegals are working on, these type of jobs, like, for instance, up in the Northeast, where you got a lot of illegals that's working in those fishing industry, that activity is exempt from minimum wage laws.
No.
Anybody?
Okay.
This particular story here is about what's going on in Illinois, in your state, Ellie.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Yeah. And you see,
okay,
the middle
so
age.
Okay, so get this. In 2011, there was an agricultural wage order that was made, and it says the minimum wage and other terms and conditions of employment for workers employed in agriculture are set by the Agricultural Wages Board. There is a wage that is supposed to be, a minimum wage that is supposed to be for agricultural workers. It is not
okay,
true
Jimmy,
that you
here,
get to just say,
Jimmy,
I'm going to give you $1.50, and your minimum wage is $10.25 or $7.25.
Yeah,
let
okay?
me know when she gets done talking.
Okay, hold on.
Go to this site right here. Go to that link there in Oregon and read that minimum wage bulletin. Notice agriculture employees, minimum wage, $8.80 an hour. Exemptions.
Okay.
Agricultural employees are not required to pay minimum wage to the following: members of the employer's immediate family, local hand harvest or pruning workers who are paid on a piece rate basis, who have worked fewer than 13 weeks in the agriculture during the preceding calendar year. That's what your illegals are doing. They don't have to pay them minimum wage according to the state law.
Agriculture employers are not required to pay minimum wage.
I have to go through all this stuff to educate folks. Man, I come here to have a conversation, man. My goodness, people should know that stuff.
Okay, Dana, I'm sorry. I had you last right there. Dana, I had you blooming for about a minute, Dana. I flipped over. Go on there. I'm sorry.
That information you just read, it set a criteria. It says something about peace workers. It says something about family members. And it gave
hey, Dana, Hey, Dana, I'm going to give you a site so you can go on www.oregon.gov.
Check this out, Jimmy. Employees of agriculture employers are exempt from overtime. They can work them as long as they want to. They don't have to pay them overtime.
I.e., you can exploit a group of people.
It ain't exploiting. It's the law.
It is exploiting.
Hello?
It is exploiting. It is exploiting.
Hey, hold on.
It's not against the law. My goodness.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, my man.
When you abort a baby in the womb, you're exploiting them, too.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller. From Chicago, what you got to say, my man?
Yeah, I wanted to cut in here. I'm listening to this young lady, Dana, taking up for these Latinos, these Mexicans. But, you know, they're doing this by choice. African-Americans that got put on slave boats and dropped off on the island and dropped off here in America that was picking cotton didn't get paid, and they were shackled. And when the black women was mammies that were working for the white families in the house, taking care of the kids and cleaning up, they didn't get paid either.
And that's what makes it wrong today. And that's the perfect
They came over here by choice.
To allow a group to be exploited.
They came here by
based
choice.
Based on the fact that they want to come to the United States, the land of the free, the promised land. Anytime you have a rule that will allow a people to be exploited, you think it's on purpose. You're talking about these farms. That's the same place that the slaves was working. And the difference is they don't have to give you, there's no overtime pay. Matter of fact, we don't even have to give you a regular wage.
But you didn't get paid. No assets didn't get paid.
That's right. They didn't get paid.
And you had no choice either. Your ancestors got whooped to kill.
And another thing, you in D.C., aren't you?
Yep.
Are you in D.C.?
Yes.
Well, what are you worrying about what's going on in Oregon? The people
because
of Oregon said this is what we – you know, you need to – listen, I try to respect women, but you can't. I don't want to sing with you. Let me say what I'm going to say, then you can go ahead and do what you're going to do. The people in Oregon say, this is what we want, and this is what we got. If you don't like it, don't come here.
And the people in Oregon should not be allowed to exploit a people. When you set wages and wage laws, then those wage laws should be followed. It shouldn't be allowed that somebody in Oregon, just because they got a farm and they need somebody to work, that they can go and grab somebody who does not have citizenship and then use that against them to treat them and them inhumanely. I don't care if you're in Oregon. I don't care if you're in the hills of Arkansas. We need rules that are going to govern the way these employers are treating their employees.
Well, you... And let me say this. You know, you as a black person, representing D.C., y'all need to get y'all shit together in D.C. You got some of the most horrible, tremendous stuff all across the board. Not even talk about farm labor that's going on there. So how are you going to go to Oregon? Heck, even women marrying women and men marrying men. They don't do that stuff up in that particular state. Next thing you're going to be doing is marrying dogs and cows.
So what does homosexual marriage have to do with, and you know what, you're right, I agree that bringing up homosexual marriage at a time like this is a good conversation, because again, you're talking about the people.
Well,
let's
talk about your killing and your schools. Black children are being exploited in the public schools in Washington, D.C. Black children are being exploited on the streets in Washington, D.C.
and they're being exploited on the streets of all cities in the United States.
No, we ain't talking about the whole United States, because they're not going on in the whole United States. Not like it's going on in D.C.
I'm saying that when you have laws that don't protect people, then you open yourself up to a failure to be protected. I'm saying that if we can't have laws and rules that say that people need to have equality and people need to be treated with fairness, then guess what? It opens us all up to be unfair, to be treated unfairly.
The United States Constitution gives states the right to have their own laws. The United States Constitution is the supreme law of this land. I don't know why it's hard for people to get that into their heads. No law supersedes the U.S. Constitution. The U.S. Constitution says the states can do what they want to, as long as they don't violate the Constitution. There's nothing in the U.S. Constitution that says that you cannot exempt agriculture labor from minimum wage laws. So states do it.
That same constitution that you're referring to says that if a person is an African-American, they're considered to be three-quarters of a human being. That same constitution
that
you're referring to.
That is a lie. Now, you can go ahead and finish talking. It does not say that. That's some more than
first,
ghetto
the
living.
Ability, it gives employers the ability
read
to
it to me. Try to show it to me then, Dana. I put
it
up on the website. I put up in the chat room
the
these links that
please
tell you where you got states that exempt agriculture from minimum wage law.
Have...
Show me in the Constitution it says that black folks is three-quarters of a human being, or three-fifths of a human being, like you said.
The Constitution that you're referring to gives employers the ability to investigate themselves when
you
it comes
to
violations of the equal opportunity rights of the workers. And we know for a fact that if the rights were protected, then there wouldn't be a complaint in the first place.
Jimmy, I thought you ran a better ship than this.
I mean, I'm not offended, Bianchi, at all. I'm not offended, Bianchi, at all.
Jimmy, go on, Chicago.
Dana is talking about these Latinos, these Mexicans, but you had a 33% unemployment rate in the black area.
And that same percentage was there before now.
So
when he legalized
these Mexicans, you're going to be at 50%.
You know what? When you give citizenship to a people that has already been supporting the United States, that have already been working in the United States, guess what? All you've done is given them the right to be here when they've already been here. You're not taken away from the fact that these people have been helping to toil the lands of the United States. without rules that govern how they're treated?
Hey, Jimmy, do you have a passport? Do you have a passport, Jimmy?
I got a passport.
Let me ask you, what countries have you been to? What countries have you been to?
Well, you know, just the basic, you know, I ain't trying to do my horn, Africa, Canada.
Well, let me ask you something. If you wanted to go to Nigeria, before you can go to that country, you got to go to their embassy, and they got to grant you a visa and put that visa stamp in your passport.
Correct.
And if you're walking down the streets in Nigeria and a policeman comes up to you and says, show me your visa, and if you don't have one, guess what's going to happen to you?
You're going to be detained. You're going to be detained and shipped away. You know,
you might get detained. Listen, you might get detained. You might get your ass beat, too.
Right there. That was being politically correct, you know. But you're right. You know, in other countries, you can't walk the streets illegally. But here in America,
Let me tell you something else. I go to Egypt quite a bit. I spend a lot. You have to have $20 for your visa, which lasts about 30 days. Guess what? If I had a wife, my wife's there with me. Me and my wife cannot stand on the streets and I put my arms around her and kiss her. That's illegal in that country to show that type of demonstrate that type of affection between a man and a woman. That's their country. That's their laws. Let me tell you something else. If in their country, if you put a bundle of money on the dash of your car, lock the doors and go, and somebody break those windows out and take that money, they are subject to get their damn hands cut off. That is their laws in their country. So just like Oregon has laws in their country that exempt agriculture activities from federal minimum wage, that is their law. Nobody is telling these illegals to go to their country. Nobody is putting guns to their head and telling them to go to Oregon and work. They're doing it because they want to, or they can get away with it.
But I'm saying that if you have a people or a group of people that are exploiting others, and that is a law that justifies the exploitation of a people. Anytime you have a law that says that there is no overtime, so you can work somebody as long as you want to, anytime you have a law that says that you can pay somebody less than the minimum that has been designated for survival, then that law is justifying exploitation. And you can't say that it's okay for the goose, because if it becomes okay for the goose, then one day it's going to be okay for the gander. We have laws that are supposed to protect us people, which is the reason why I can't just drive down the street and kill somebody. That same example that you gave of Nigeria and the passport, I've never been to Nigeria, but I have been to many countries. Now, that same example that you gave for Nigeria, that same example should not allow me to be taken advantage of and forced into prostitution because I am in a country illegally. It's wrong.
Well, it's not wrong.
And that is
wrong. It's not about wrong or right. It's not about wrong or right. It's not about emotions. It's not about morals and religion and God and Jesus. It's about the law. L-A-W. Law.
Okay. And I got a question. Yeah, yeah. And like you said, like most but no, like you said, most morals, everybody try to renounce your citizenship. You renounce your citizenship and leave the country. You messed up. You really messed up. What do you feel about today's conversation, Cleveland? I got somebody from Cleveland checking in right now.
Y'all talking about indigenous stuff?
Yeah, you know, this is laws of the land. You know,
I heard y'all say something about citizenship, something.
Yeah, you know, we're saying that most of these people out here are not citizens, and they're coming in our country, taking all our jobs and stuff like that.
And that's bull. I'm telling you, that's bull. That's bull. That's promoting bias. It's untrue. It's untrue. Those jobs, like you gave the example of people coming out of jail. Those people in jail, when they're locked up, who's working for them? So don't say that now, okay, I'm back, so now you got to give up your job and you've been working hard. Or if you keep your job and you can't feed your family. Or we can't give any, we don't have anything that governs the the amount of labor that you do or how long you work. And it's okay because you're an organ. That's wrong. That is wrong. As wrong. And just like we have laws that protect us so that we won't be exploited, just like kids cannot be exploited, just like elderly should not be exploited or cannot be exploited, we got laws that protect us. And when we have those laws that protect us, it doesn't make it fair because you're somewhere else. It doesn't make you fair, make it fair because you're on a farm. If it's wrong, it's wrong. It's as simple as that. I wouldn't want my mother, my sister, my aunt, my uncle, my brother, whomever, my friend, the stranger. I want the rules that govern us as human beings.
Well,
that are
I tell you
to
this.
Protect us. I want them to keep protecting us. And
if
you
I'm
gotta
hiring
say,
your sister, if I'm hiring your mother and I'm paying her $8.25 an hour and I got somebody who's willing to do it for $7.25, guess what I'm going to do? I'm getting rid of your mama.
You're supposed to say, as the employee, you're supposed to say, my state says that I got to pay you $8.25. So even if you're willing to accept $7.25 or $3.25 or $5.25, I can't hire you. And if I do, I'm going to hire you based on the minimum wage.
What about
you as a responsible employer.
What about you can start in your own neighborhood. What about all these Arab stores in the black areas? They don't even pay the Arab brothers to work the stores or their cousins to work the stores, and they work the stores, and you go and buy stuff from them, and they pimping you out of your money. They don't even give you no
right.
juice, no orange juice, or milk, produce from those stores. You can start
the nice
there.
They don't
about,
hire no black dude.
The nice thing about having rules which govern us is that those same rules. It don't matter if you're black, it don't matter if you're Arabic, it don't matter if you're white, it don't matter if you're Hispanic. Those rules apply to all of us, or they're supposed to. And so then, if that person won't hire someone that's African-American, as long as we have equal opportunity laws and stuff which govern us, as long as we have rules that are supposed to protect us as citizens, then you get rid of that. You get rid of that factor. And if it's proven to be so, then guess what? That person should be held accountable. But when you have policies in place that don't govern anything,
how are you gonna get rid of it? How are you gonna get rid of it, Dana? Let's talk about that.
You don't get rid of the person. You get rid of whatever it is that is allowing them to do it.
How do you get rid of it, Dana? You got a state here that's abiding by the law. The federal labor standard says that these activities are exempt from minimum wage. So how do you change that?
Then you make sure that you change that policy. That's what you do. You change
How
that policy.
How do you change
you
the
have,
policy,
You change
Dana?
The policy because the minimum standard has been set. The minimum wage has already been set.
Dana, you telling me these things. Tell me, how do you change the policy?
They change the laws. They change the rules.
How do you change the law, Dana?
The people stand
up. Before Dana asks that question,
hang on for a second. Wait a minute.
Dana, how did you change the law? This is a rule that's not fair.
Hold on.
Wait a minute, Dana. How did you change the law?
What do you mean, how do you change the law? You vote on it.
You vote on it, right? That's just it. The people voted for it to be the way it is now.
we're gonna end it on that, everybody. We down to my last little 5 minutes. Listen, Bianca, I wish you tune in on my Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday show. We got new music Thursday, and if you're not top 10, who gonna have on this? Who we having Thursday, Ebony? Yeah, okay, we got somebody Sony producer will be sending us. I can't think that who gonna have in there. But anyway, we got playing new music, and we're gonna be doing poetry pretty soon. So please check in. But no, my man, Pianca, I really need you to tune in Monday through Wednesday, man. I'm glad you've been calling on a regular. I appreciate your
commentary.
Man,
I ain't calling back in here trying to get nobody no education, man. I ain't got time for all that stuff.
Oh, man, hold on now. You know, but just keep on tuning in. I appreciate you calling in. You too, Chicago, I'm glad you had called in. I'm blue rooming everybody right there. But call in again, Pianca. Yo, Dana, could you, Sean, Desert Storm. Anything you want to say for, I'm fading
hey,
out.
I just came in the last, 15 minutes. It was nice. Dana, you was going. I give it to you.
You was hanging in there. All right.
I did a high five.
All right. Well, I don't know your high five. Everybody's still blue with me, Danny. Okay, Danny. Anything you want to say before I end the show out and if I bring everybody else in?
You know what I believe? I believe that if we are to improve this world, then we got to have fair policies and we got to have equality. And equality does not allow a person to be exploited. You know, it doesn't say that you can mistreat somebody or abuse them just because they don't have the same cards which allow you freedom, and those same cards that are now being authorized to them are the same ones that I was given or my ancestors were given. We got to promote healing in this country, and you can't heal when you base things on division. And I know I've been saying it for a while. I know you call it peace and love, mumbo jumbo, but I'm hoping that we can come together as a group and we can come together as people and learn that we all represent the same thing as the human race. And we all deserve fairness. We all deserve equality. Otherwise, we won't have peace.
All right, Ms.
Dana. Thanks for everyone for chiming in. I really appreciate it. It was a great show.
All right. What about you, my man, Pianki? Anything you want to say before I let you go?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you this. The hell with all that stuff about everybody deserve equality. If people live in a country and that country sets their laws, that's their law. Same thing with states. The United States Constitution is a supreme law of this land. It permits states to set their own rules and regulations. And people vote on it to be that way. I'd be like a damn fool going up into Oregon and say, hey, man, y'all need to cut this out. They'd probably lynch me.
All right. We hope they don't lynch you because I'll tune you in Monday. I appreciate that. Mr. Chicago, man, how you feel? Anything to say before I let you go, my friend, before I fade everybody out?
Well, I know you're talking about laws, but there's 1.9 million black businesses in America, and they ain't hiring nobody because they ain't making enough money. So I think what black folks need to do is focus on those businesses and see what they need to grow so they can hire more blacks.
Well, I appreciate you listening to our show. Like, I got new music on Thursday, the weekend. I have political conversation on Monday, Wednesday. I appreciate you calling in. And just 20 and more. Dana, I'm going to give you the last word. Dana, you got 90 seconds. 30 seconds, Dana.
You know, when you have, the reason why we have laws that we vote on to protect us is because, guess what, we need protection as people. And anytime you have a rule in place that governs, I mean, that allows exploitation, then that law and that rule needs to be changed. Because exploitation in itself is illegal. By itself is illegal. And you cannot say that it is justifiable for someone, and I don't care what state you're in or what city you're in, you cannot say that it's justifiable for someone to mistreat others and base it on the policies that are in place and say that these antiquated rules that exist that have never been struck down, that have been allowing these businesses to benefit on the backs of others, should continue. So now that this rule has been pointed out in Oregon, or this law that's on the books in Oregon, that is saying that it's okay to exploit, I say it needs to be addressed. So thank you, Jimmy, for everything.
3 seconds, Dana.
I hope again that we come together in peace. I'm telling you, otherwise there's going to continue to be unrest.
All right, everybody. Jimmy's Underground Radio, Monday through Thursday, 347-838-9825. Please tune in tomorrow. New music Thursday. Here's some never heard before music. And don't forget to tune in Monday through Wednesday for a good topic. And maybe we won't find Pianki hanging from a tree.
I'm forever excusing your intentions, and I give in to my pretending, which forgive you each time without me knowing. They melt my heart to stone, and I hear your words.
Yeah, you make me suicidal, women make me hate tonight. Get to real, it's homicidal, little killer, something like five pants of friendly shit, never like to socialize. Yeah, the mixtape is enough to turn you to a socialite. Up and down, I can't get the most. chosen right. Trying to ride the wave, with it life become so ocean like. Gotta show tomorrow, so the flight is happening tonight. Being soon too, if I can't go back through an open fight. I would like, I would love, open near a steady shoulder, chasing you all through the day. My lonely nights are never sober, looking for that bubble filling, never find it in the cola. Abusing prescriptions, hoping happiness coming closer. I'm hopeful, but I know that the journey far from over.